Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Nothing like a white party, you know? The music mogul Sean Diddy Combs is now facing an expanding federal investigation, including some new allegations of sex trafficking, racketeering, and forced labor, all tied together under a nifty little bow called a RICO indictment, with the multiple lawsuits, alleged victims stepping forward, and reports of imminent property seizures. This case is taking on a scale of some of the most infamous criminal enterprises in U.S. history. But what does a RICO charge actually mean for Combs? Why did it take so long for the truth to actually surface in this case? And now that the federal prosecutors are making their move, what can we expect behind the scenes? To help us break it all down, we are joined by Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent and former chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. Robin, let's first talk about the superseding indictment, which dropped late last week, and what it all means for this case, now making it a RICO case, and lots of talk about the seizure and forfeiture of property. What did you glean out of the superseding indictment?
Yeah, Tony, this is one of those cases that I'm laughing just because I got to go back to new agent training for myself, because I am a behavior guy and now we're dealing with RICO. I haven't dealt with RICO since I was going through new agent training. I'm making sure I'm looking stuff up, racketeering, influenced and corrupt organizations. And so, yes, no doubt, all the charges dealing with Diddy, this is a criminal organization at its utmost. And so, yeah, all the new charges coming in and everything going on here is supporting very obviously RICO, which is really, really good for prosecution. Means they have a tremendous amount, because to say someone has a criminal organization means that there's a lot of data points coming in that are supporting it.
And with that being all tied together, they're now... It's in the new indictment talking about forfeiture of property, which is basically anything that he's done since about 2004, I think, is now. This case goes back now that far. I believe we were at 2006 in the initial indictment. Now they've moved back the years a little bit, it seems, as they're kind of moving back in time on the saga of Diddy. Let's talk about that a little bit in terms of how investigations like this work and function. Is that what they're doing? I mean, that's kind of what I'm gleaning on the surface is, okay, we've gone through, you know, and of course, if more things pop up in current times, but it seems they're just kind of going through the Diddy timeline, and we're getting really close to the TRL era, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, so in part of that, what they're doing is in the seizure and forfeiture area, you know, what I'm imagining is every time they're now identifying something of his that he owns, that he's in possession of, or has rights to, and it can be tied to it was begotten by an illegal activity, they're able to take it and seize it on behalf of the government, which also helps a lot for the prosecution side because it gives him less resources to defend himself with as well. As well as then gives them access to even more potential data points and evidence. I mean, it just, this is vast. It's also interesting because they're going down the RICO side, but they're still not leaving the sex trafficking side alone also, because I still think that's going to be a major part of this. I think the real public outcry here is still going to be on the revelations on what he did with underage individuals as well as trafficking.
The big thing that he's trying to argue, right now, at least his attorneys are making the statements on it, basically saying, look, these were his girlfriends that were coming over. They weren't prostitutes. They weren't sex workers. They weren't being trafficked. These were his girlfriends. And there's nothing against having of age girlfriends. I'm assuming that the feds probably have a little more evidence to prove it wasn't just, you know, a girlfriend that was coming over, or that it goes beyond just that and more into a trafficking section of reality than, hey, come on over tonight.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, and I think they're probably going to be able to explain away and defend themselves with that argument on a couple of these cases. Other ones, maybe not as much. And that's why I think they're probably really going hard at the RICO charges, just because I think that's at this point, when they're looking at the totality of what they have regarding him, it's all over. I mean, he created an empire, a country unto itself, basically, with its own laws or lack of laws, its rules, its culture and all that. And so when you're looking at it en masse, the government's looking at what is the easiest way for us to move forward with the prosecution that we can grab onto it when they're in the government's own mind of 100% certainty that we're going to be able to convict on this. And that's why we're going down the RICO charges.
Let me ask you this. It's a huge chunk of the superseding indictment talking about the seizure of his properties, high value real estate. Again, basically everything showing that somehow everything here was connected from his personal life to his business life. And that's how we get to where we're at. And they list off assets. They list off all sorts of things. Obviously, he's not been convicted of this yet. He's been charged, but he still has to go to court. What does that mean in terms of all of these things they're saying we are going to seize? Does this mean they can just freeze all the assets right now? And then if he's found guilty, we're taking it? Or are they going to start taking it? I mean, how does that functionally work in something like this?
I'm not exactly totally sure on that, Tony, because again, this wasn't my area of expertise. So I'm thinking that, yes, you're right. It is seized. It's not, he no longer has access to it. It's part of what the government has. But I'm looking at, again, since on the behavior side, So when these other outlier people that the government's hoping will flip against Diddy start hearing how the empire is crumbling, that it's all going up in smoke like this by saying it's all seized, that the government has possession of it, it says to these other people that might have been fearful of reciprocity by Diddy, of not just Diddy himself, but the cabal of groupthink in there, it's all falling apart. So these people that might have not otherwise come forward might come forward now, because it looks like the entire mindset, unhealthy mindset, is collapsing. So I'm thinking that's, from my end, that's what's going to be really interesting and compelling.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text,
and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.